Hi, and welcome to another episode of Meet the Speakers. My special guest today is Ryan Stewart. Ryan works with Adobe, and it's my pleasure to be able to work with Ryan on some projects. Ryan, say hello to everybody.
Hi, how's it going, everybody?
Now, Ryan, what is your official title at Adobe?
My official title is Platform Evangelist, and kind of the way most people in the tech industry know what that means, but the way I describe it is I'm kind of like a sales guy without a quota, because I'm talking about the developer tools that we don't make a lot of money on, as opposed to the creative suite tools that people and enterprise tools that make a lot more money.
Understood. Hey, Ryan, I got three questions for you. We're specifically talking to our audience that will be at Tech 10, or those people that are considering coming to Tech 10. So let's. I got three questions for you. First of all, how did you get into programming, and how did you end up at Adobe?
Yeah, so I was a computer science major for all of one semester when I went to college, and then I realized it was way too hard, and so I dropped it in favor of getting an economics degree. But the first job I got out of college was doing some programming and building learning simulations for professors at the Wharton School of Business, and so I learned how to basically sort of taught myself the gap that I had from my computer science class to what I needed to know, and did some Cold Fusion and Flex applications for e-learning. And then that was kind of how I joined at Adobe as well. So that's how I got on the path. And then I blogged a lot. In fact, I blogged for ZDNet. I had a big RIA blog for ZDNet, and they kind of picked me up after that.
Cool. Now, you are presenting a session. You want to talk to us a little bit, give us the title of the session, and give us a little taste of what's going to be in it.
Yeah, the title of the session, I believe, I think I had a fancy title. I don't remember exactly what I gave, but I think making your numbers come to life, or telling a story with your numbers. And one of the things that I think the Flash platform is really good at is stuff like interactive charting. And the Flex framework has a great charting framework as part of its open source library. And because I'm a Flash developer, a lot of us have been doing charts for a long time. And so I wanted to talk to the PHP crowd kind of about what that means. And now that HTML5 is here and CSS3 is here and we've got Canvas support, there are a lot of things that you can take from the Flash world and apply those to Canvas or HTML5 to create the same kind of charts. And so I wanted to show basically what my knowledge is on the charting side for coming from the Flash background, but in a much more general way as it would apply to PHP developers.
Very cool. Now, third question. The profile pic that we have for you up on tech.phparch.com shows you in mountaineering garb and, looks like you're climbing a mountain. Are you into mountaineering, or are you just really good at Photoshop?
No, I wish I was that good at Photoshop. But I'm into mountaineering. It's one of the benefits of being in Seattle is that you can get fantastic beer, and there are a lot of really good mountains to do mountaineering on. So I've been doing mountaineering for about 5 years now, climb Mount Rainier and a lot of other places around here. So if anybody at TechX wants to come to Seattle and do some mountaineering, I would be more than happy to go.
See, there's just not enough beer out there to make me want to climb up the vertical face of a mountain. I'm sorry. Anyhow, Ryan, I do appreciate your time. For those of you who have not yet purchased your tickets to Tech 10, visit our website at tech.phparch.com. Click on the sign up. You can see Ryan. You can see all of our great speakers there. We'd love to see you in Chicago this May.
It'll be fantastic. And thanks a lot, Cal.